What can I share
dear
with
Father,
you?
We just come in your home.
But we started this ministry 2 years ago. Actually, started with the sozo
your
first.
Your spirit and your presence
okay,
would be
and,
you would impress
from this,
upon each of us.
We usually leave the city, a place wherever we move somewhere.
Because
after
we
4 years, 3 years, we move on. But we felt so
us.
Impressed that the Lord wants us to stay in Wichita. I believe we should have a, because of the demographic, we have a highway certified.
The wall to be finished.
Yes,
so
state highway certified.
Because we know that you're not willing that
people
any
commuting
to perish,
from
but that
Colorado,
all
California,
to come
passing through Wichita.
And we have a work to do.
And
for
I say,
you.
Lord,
and we know if
I must
we
stay here.
I
don't like
cry out.
Let's not
so
work.
Father, please,
but
use
I have to do this work
today,
because this work must
service,
be done.
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We must have a restaurant in
okay.
every city.
Okay. Now,
talk
what
about.
You heard from Steve this. This
and
last
Bruno
night and this
Kansas
morning
is the only
was all of
in
that
all
study of the book of
you
Nehemiah
know,
was inspired by a sermon that
I listened to
by Ivor Myers called
restaurant.
The Fourth Decree.
The
if you haven't heard that sermon, it's on audioverse. It is what inspired
and
the
that told
study.
Us, that told
he
you
really gave
an
excellent sermon on the Fourth Decree. He really zeroed in on the Fourth Decree. But his study left me hungry for more.
And we just followed
that sermon did. And I got into the Word
this.
And I was praying because we know that the
now,
law
have been
is
2 years.
The law.
We have
and I got on my knees one morning. I was praying. I was studying this.
And we're going to the third year.
And I was asking God
we have encountered, obviously, when you work
prayer.
In the front line,
I had that
challenges.
Day off, and I spent all morning
not
studying the book
easy
of Nehemiah and
sometime.
Praying and asking
God,
what, why are we
Lord,
not done?
But
what are we lacking?
God gave
because
us a
if the wall is
every
the law,
single day
and the breach in the wall is the Sabbath
people are
commandment
doing.
That has been changed,
we
the Adventist church has been preaching
time.
150 years
say,
about the Sabbath.
Why do you have literature
why are we
there?
Still here?
What's
all why
this propaganda, as they call it sometimes.
What are we not doing? Lord, tell
so
me.
So we have to tell them, this is
this
about a ministry.
It's so clear to me that the
this is not about making money. This is about changing
day.
People's lifestyle, changing people's way of thinking.
So what
and
is
this is what we're
that
all
you're
about.
Looking for your
and
people
many times I find myself praying with customers.
And I was, as I shared with you this
need.
Morning
God
on prayer, I just stopped talking.
The Holy Spirit just spoke
and
to
me
sometime, and
me.
I see somebody
put
in,
a scripture
among,
in my mind,
sitting there, and
to talk
I see their distress, and I come to them, how are you? How do you feel? As they come
verse,
to me, they say, how do you know I have something?
Came to my mind.
Well,
and it wasn't that I had memorized
and
it,
so
but I had
I come
read
to them
it
say,
many
can
times.
We pray together?
And it's the medical
so
ministry,
pray.
And it says the medical missionary
and
work should be a part of
like
the work of every
and,
church
we have
in our
also,
land.
We put a flyers, Bible, we want
every
to study the Bible.
Church
so from
in
this,
our
we
land.
Have somebody
now, our, is every
studying
church,
now. She was in church today.
Every Seventh-day Adventist church
things,
doing this?
And she's exciting about the gospel.
Are we?
And we have other people that
are
interesting.
I
give great
are
controversy
we?
To many.
No.
Because they are the one who asked me for this book. So I
are the majority.
So seed is being
no.
planted. And
disconnected
I
from the
I would
church.
Like to see the
if we
seed
decided
flourishing
we wanted
also.
To do health ministry,
God
not
is
in
timing
the church,
have every
this is
single
what she
purpose.
Tells us will happen.
Now,
disconnected from the church, it would soon
a ministry,
become a strange
you know,
medley
as a ministry,
of disorganized
atoms.
So health evangelism
is
outside
plenty.
The church is not what God
labors,
is asking us to
the,
do.
The work is plenty, but labors are the few, the Bible says. And
it would consume,
I understand
but
that
not
feeling.
Produce.
Many times, we
in
have
words,
some non-Adventist workers
money,
among
but it would
us
produce
also.
No fruit.
My desire is to have more Seminadventists working
this
with
really
us.
Was just
but there are few. Where are they?
This. Instead of acting as God's helping hand to forward the truth, it would sap the life.
We can find young people to
work. And the force from the church and weaken the
line of work. Many of them want
not
to be, obviously,
save a
doctors,
person.
Engineers. They nothing for this.
The
there
health
is,
message is
it's
to
okay.
bring them
but
to the three angels
season,
messages,
God can
which
call
will
you
save
to do
the
a
person.
Special work for a season.
A relationship
after before
with Jesus
you
Christ.
Go to the call that he called you
conducted
for.
Independently, it would not only consume talent and means needed
is,
in other lines,
I,
but
I
in
know,
every,
thing I
the very
like
work
say,
of helping the helpless apart from the ministry of the Word, it would place men where they would scoff
how many hours I have.
At Bible truth. No. Now let me tell you, there's a lot of people out there are very interested in health. I work at a health food store right now.
Well, first of all, I want to mention my wife is a
and
great
they're all
supporter.
Very interested in health.
She has been with us for the
and
6 months.
A lot of them
job,
are not Christian.
6 7 months. To help
and
me
fact,
to help us put this structure together. She's a nurse. And her desire is to be a midwife, so she's going to school for this
Christ
also.
With them. And it's awesome. I love it.
And one day our dream is to work together
but
in ministry.
What is so exciting about this is that
when
really
we get
helped
together,
me understand.
Before we got
now,
married, we say, this is
let me
why
go back
God called us
what happened
to
that
work
morning.
Together. So I'd like to see Cynic and Steve working together. It's awesome.
What happened that morning after I heard his
children,
voice telling me this?
Often
and
they come to the restaurant
when they're so excited. I saw, you know, that, yeah,
working.
The right...
And
the right
they
arm
have
is
me to
the,
prep and cook.
You know,
so it's a
entry
wedge.
It's how we get to meet people and blah, blah, blah. So Steve
and
came home.
Learning practical
and I shared
work.
With him my experience.
And soon
came for lunch.
We're raising money to go up.
And
I'm going to the
I
Caribbean
said, oh, Steve, this morning
to train many chefs
in
the union, Atlantic Union,
me.
Caribbean
and
Union.
And I shared with him about what I really believe he told me that we need to be having health evangelism in every church.
In vegan
every church. If we can get every church to do this,
we are going there
to finish the work.
Most of the kids. Raising money to pay their airfare by making cookies. So anybody are interested for this. Anyway.
He says, I'm not arguing with you. We need to do that. But
this ministry, since we have started this ministry,
with the wall,
we have encountered many challenges.
In the Sabbath.
One challenge is
you know,
we would like to see the church more involved. Into this
that's
ministry.
What God told me.
The church is in general.
And I was like, so excited, and all of a sudden I'm so deflated.
Many ministers
and all the wind is out of my
trying to involve the churches.
And I thought, okay,
and it's a difficult thing. Sometimes you feel very
maybe
lonely in this work.
Understood what God was trying to
it's
tell
a very
me.
Sacrificial
and he says, well, I didn't
work.
Mean to
you're there
discourage
from morning
you.
To evening.
He says, I want you to go back
morning
and study
to
and
evening,
figure
every
this out.
Single day. Sometimes,
well, he gets ready to go back to work and he turns around and he looks back at me. I'm sitting at the table like,
I was there every single day.
And he says,
and
Cindy,
when you know that your churches are praying, leaders are coming together, or members, and supporting you in prayer, and
they feel and I said they could only build it with their right arm because they had to hold the weapon with their left.
Keep doing this, what you're
they
doing.
Could only
you
do
the
rebuilding
the
of the wall with their
vain.
Right arm.
And
that was the only way they finished it. They couldn't use their left.
Motivations
they had to hold
the
weapon.
Without
the
union or the church
and they had the sword
with this kind of ministry. We have to do more. We have called to do so much more.
Beautiful
in Colorado,
symbolism
in
you've
all
ever
places.
Seen.
There's so many calls.
Like,
wealthy people are coming
the
and
saying,
we
there
would
it
like
is.
You
God
to
did tell me this.
In this
he
place,
was telling
places.
Me that every city, and every church has to have health evangelism.
But I don't want to be in
and if we aren't doing that,
Nicole,
we
York
cannot
at the same
finish.
Time.
He's waiting
I wish
for
you can give me the money and let me go.
Now,
do whatever I want with it. And so
the sword
I had to,
at his side. Everybody knows what the sword is, right?
This process, I
what's
this say,
beautiful symbolism?
I'm sorry, I can't
it's
do
the
this.
Word of God. It's on every construction worker's side. They
great,
had that sword right
there.
They had an
now
enemy
the
they
state,
were fighting. Are we fighting an enemy
from,
today? We're fighting an enemy that hates
the city. The
this
city
message
called me
with a
pastor.
Okay, so they've got their word. They've got their light. They've got
so
it right there girded at their side.
So
what is the weapon? And I thought, okay, all right. So they got the word of God. So what's in the hand? What's the weapon? Right. Beware how you neglect secret prayer and a study of God's word. These are your weapons. These are the only two weapons we have to fight the demons and the devil. Is the word of God, which is girded at our side, and prayer. These are the only two. We can't fight the devil any other way.
Teach health.
No other way.
And I know those people
right
already. I know those places where I'm looking
message.
For
he
people to
sickness.
Teach about
who's
simply,
the author of disease?
Simple thing about health,
who is
about
creating all of these
diabetes,
sicknesses
about,
in the world. It's the devil. Does he want us to be doing this work of healing?
How to use
no.
Your
no, listen to this. These are your weapons against
health.
Him who is
so
striving to hinder your progress heavenward.
I can't do everything
the first
by
neglect
myself,
of prayer
so
and Bible study makes it easier for the second neglect. I read this earlier
for the whole year. People
so I don't
are
need
waiting.
To read that again,
there
but you know that those two things,
the,
Bible study and prayer, are the only two weapons
for,
we have, and that's what
so
the construction workers
classes.
Did around the wall.
For the whole year.
They had
so
the word, they had prayer,
Wichita,
and they were
and
using
is,
their right arm to work.
Wichita is ripe for
now, the
for,
and Nehemiah
for,
is not specific for, which
there
arm.
There is so
it
many
is.
Things happening there. But God
common
is
sense, most
people
are right-handed. You couldn't hold a weapon with your right hand and do much good working with your left.
We have needs.
Right?
Those
and just
like
think, if
you're
doing the same thing,
let's
say we're studying
needs,
our Bible and we're praying,
to,
but we're not using our right arm.
To you those needs.
How much work are we
challenges.
Getting done?
The parking is
very
a
little
challenge.
Work.
The walking
and
cooler gives us a lot
your right
of challenge
arm
right
off, how much can you really
a
get
lot
done?
Of needs.
And if we're not using
we
the health method to get the work done, how much work are we really getting done for the Lord?
We will not give up. We'll be there. and hoping
we're just spinning our wheels.
This ministry,
and it made
Nick
it so crystal clear to me that the health
that,
message is
the church
so essential to the three angels' messages. It is inseparable.
Okay.
And I'll show you some quotes to that effect.
Yes,
what is the
North
right
Main,
on? There is no change in the messages that God has sent in the
center,
past. The work in the cities is the essential
all
work for this time.
Building. Okay.
I got to add some things to
when the cities are worked
Miguel,
as God would have them, which is the right arm,
well, just so you guys
the result
know,
will be the setting and operation of a mighty movement such as we have not yet witnessed. God calls for self-sacrificing men, converted to and women,
understanding
converted to the truth
to
let their light shine forth in
really
clear, distinct rays. This comes from the book Medical
happen.
Ministry,
just like,
page 304.
I think a lot of times what people do,
essential.
They look at this restaurant and they
the
think,
medical missionary
oh, he has a restaurant, he's making all kinds of money. That's not his.
And here it says the medical missionary work is a door through which the truth is to find entrance to many homes in
the
city.
Nick was one of the people that came to the restaurant and came out of that restaurant that was there. Susan, my
a lot of
wife,
people that come into that house,
we,
I have it easy.
We grow lots
they're coming
of vegetables
to me.
And stuff
they come right into the store,
to,
and I get to talk to
Miguel,
them. And I try to bring up the Lord every opportunity
Miguel
that I can. And I remember one day I was talking to a lady,
and she
was so stressed
and
out. I could
guys
see
have
it.
Time,
she was looking for something that would naturally calm her.
Down there
and I looked at her, and I looked right in her eyes,
and
I said,
Miguel could tell you all those little details, but
and I mean, her eyes welled up with tears. I said, "Do you trust God?"
And there was a lot of just different
things. And it was just like an opportunity for me.
This
I work for Adventists, so I can
aspects
say if I was working for somebody that wasn't Adventist, they probably wouldn't let me say those things in the health food store, but I am free to share whatever
it,
I want to share in there.
Him,
and you know, her eyes
it will be such a
welled
blessing
up,
to him just to be able to
me,
pray with him
right.
And encourage him to
I know,
in his ministry.
I
just
and
wanted to say that.
I know I need to trust God.
There is one thing I've
mentioned. And so these are things that we can say to anybody.
My goal and
these
I believe God, the Holy Spirit, is leading for this. It will
let the teachings of health
school.
Reform be brought into every
okay,
effort made to get
school,
the light of truth
school.
Before the people. Let workers be selected who are qualified
to teach
truth wisely in clear, simple lines. Let us not wait before beginning
time,
this work until
all
the way is made clear.
Okay.
Faith says,
I
move forward.
Teach.
You may not feel like you're qualified.
This is what I love to do. And
I am not
in any way
trained as a medical professional.
I will spend hours
I don't have any training.
Just to see the light.
I read a lot,
and
I know what the Spirit of Prophecy says about health,
I love to
but I am
so
not,
classes,
I don't have any
evening,
initials behind
classes.
My name.
The Tuesday evening
but I know
is open
that I can do this
classes,
with God.
Cooking classes. I could have opened
and so don't
the
feel like you've
got
to have
just
some
regular business.
Major training to do
classes.
Healthy
a Monday evening is for
you don't.
Anybody
you can simply go to the health evangelist and be a friend.
For the community.
I beg people in our church in
Monday
Georgia, Georgia
always
come
open
to my cooking
any,
classes.
Anything.
Just come and be
so
fine.
If you want
just
to do anything
people.
On Monday evening,
just come and you can do that here.
Because
I know there's health evangelism going on in this church too.
I will.
And I know there's a health evangelism. You're doing some in El Dorado, right?
Purposely put this
and then I know there's some in, and also
churches.
In Eureka.
And Wednesday evening,
there's some health evangelism going on, and
a
Cornerstone
and
is doing some. Are you doing any in Cornerstone?
Come together and
we're
going to
hear from everybody later, so you can know what's
every
going
morning.
On.
There's
but
no
I know that there's definitely things here in this
aside.
Church.
We, every
check,
morning we take diligently serious time to
check,
study
what is it called?
And pray. And,
check
and
wellness,
ask the Lord for
and then there's lunch
and
learn, and now they're starting a new exciting one. I want to actually try
God
to get involved with this where I'm at.
Yeah,
it's called going into the homes and
give
being
me
your personal chef
one
and
soul.
Trainer.
Even though I don't see it,
wouldn't it be fun to go into
faith,
someone's home and just kind of help them change their
and
kitchen over, show them what they need to do, you know, and help them know what to buy at the grocery store, and you know, it'll be fun. It would be really fun to do. You can get training in how to do it before you go, obviously, and learn how to do it so that you can do this one-on-one health evangelism. You don't like to get up in front of people and talk if that makes you nervous. How about one-on-one, just going to their house
God is
and do it?
Using his
and
spirit
it's
to
totally
change
to be
house.
Friends and say,
so
you know, or come to
my
house. Let me show you what I've got in my kitchen, in my refrigerator.
Questions.
This is how I cook.
Yeah.
And to share with them. There's just so many opportunities for you to do that. So
okay.
this is what's so
yeah.
important
the
too,
hours
that
we
that
open
the Spirit of Prophecy brings out to us.
You know, the
there
the
is to be no division between the medical missionary
say,
work and the gospel.
Sometimes even good thing or bad things. But there is a good
together.
Thing. Say,
we've
got
to have
say,
our pastors.
The awkward
you know, remember when
hours
Steve was sharing about the wall, the leaders were behind the construction
closed.
Workers.
closed.
And the watchmen on the wall, they were right there. Those are our ministry people. And the construction workers, those are our health people. Right? We're working together as a team to finish the wall. There's so much symbolism in Nehemiah. You've got to really study it. You've got to look at it individually and study it. There's a plan on how to do it for your church.
So we close on Saturday.
And also how to do it corporately for cities.
God
not only desires his servants to have faith in the work of his institution, he desires them to go further than this. They should realize that God wishes them to be living examples of what it means to be well, physically and spiritually. He wants them to show that the truth has accomplished a great work for them personally.
We don't serve alcohol.
So you're a walking testimony. You're a temple.
That's why
you're a walking testimony. If you're living that health which you need to be, if we're living those health principles, then
we
people watch.
We don't do that. So
you start
as you
changing
see,
how you eat and how you live
we don't
and
make
what
money
you
this
say,
thing.
No,
we are just
they watch
there, we're there to
and
really
it's a wonderful opportunity to
from Monday
with them.
To Friday,
you know, oh, you know,
we
what
are Sunday brunch, we are Sunday brunch, Monday to Friday, we open 11 to 3.
It's just a wonderful opportunity. When you're living it, you're going to be able to invite them to it.
Okay, 5 to 8.
So why is the wall still broken?
Sunday 10 to 10
well,
to 2. Sunday
the gospel
10 to 2.
Of health has able advocates, but their work has been made very hard because so many ministers, presidents of conferences, now this was written a long time ago.
I do different countries.
I think it's getting better, and there might be some areas
so
where it's not.
You never get bored.
But we have to look at this quote in a sense that how is it for us? So many ministers, presidents of conferences, and others in positions of influence have failed to give the question of health reform its proper attention. They have not recognized it in its relation to the work of the message as the right arm of the body. While very little respect has been shown to this department by many of the people and by some of the ministers, the Lord has shown his regard for it by giving it abundant prosperity. Now, she's writing this down during Dr. Kellogg's time. Dr. Kellogg, I just got done reading a book on it's called DeSouza by Dave Fiedler. A lot of you probably have read that book. Dr. Kellogg, the history upon what happened back in Michigan with Dr. Kellogg, this is very interesting time. The pastors were fighting him. They were not working together. That made him extremely angry. Now, he struggled through all of that, and pride got in the middle of that, and he's like, they're not going to work with me. I'm going to show them. I'm going to build the biggest medical institution this world has ever seen, and they're going to see I'm right.
We really catered, I didn't plan this, but
and
we really catered to really people with
in
great influence in
and Ellen White
great
says that many
we have
of
judges, a lot of judges also come there to eat us.
For the fall of
and
Dr.
We, they know what
very,
we're all about.
Very
we have a lot of policemen also.
If you haven't read this, though,
about.
I highly recommend
it's the music
is
spiritual,
reading.
The literature is there.
It is fascinating the history of the Adventist health movement and how we failed and failed and failed. We're not going to always fail. There's going to be those who finish the wall, you guys. It's in Nehemiah. It happened then. It's going to happen again, and we're going to finish it, and we're going to do it right, and there's going to be a generation that understands this truth, and they're going to see it, and they're going to do it, and we're going
to
do it together.
You need to breathe.
And we're going
to
be united, and we're going to love one another, and we're going to do this. It's going to be so much fun.
For you guys that haven't seen this here for a while, this is my wife,
have you ever done any health
Cook,
evangelism where you just bond to the people you're
so
working
we're,
with?
We're
do it?
Doing this medical
we had
missionary
a health expo
work. Just to tell you just a real quick, brief deal.
The health food store that I work at.
You'll see some pictures
and
of our farm.
We were
going to
do it outside
doing,
because the health food store is so small.
Got
we were going to have all the tables outside.
Angels,
we had physicians and
medical missionary evangelists,
therapists,
message.
And we had nutritionists,
and
we
had
all
we
kinds
moved
of food, ethnic
Kansas,
food,
Eureka
all vegan. It was
area.
Delicious.
And you guys will get to hear
do it outside.
About what we're doing.
Well,
and
all week
and
long,
kind of
we were praying.
So one of the aspects that we
all
are doing
we
is like Miguel's
Lord,
restaurant.
No, no, Lord, we can't have the
we're
rain.
We're wanting to cook.
We've got to do this health
where he's
expo.
He's cooking
oh, Lord,
this food. We want
rain.
To supply him
and
with
then the pastor
great quality
says,
food.
We need
so my wife
prayer.
Has got a...
We need to say,
this,
my Lord, if the rain will bring more people out, let's have bring on the rain.
Well, we'll hit. We're
and
gonna,
whatever
I'm
you will is, Lord,
things,
whatever it is,
see.
We trust you. This is your work.
The,
this
green
is not our work.
Place over there.
Whatever
decide,
the weather is, we'll go with
and everything.
Well,
but that's actually a guest house, and that's where we're going to do our kind of a
so
mini
there was no health expo
center
outside.
Here,
but we moved it into the store,
a,
and we all
we made this big
and do you believe that
pizza oven, and we could cook breads and stuff there. We've got 20.
I was really excited about the pizza.
And
yeah.
What one
we,
of our
we grew 22 acres of organic
said, okay, Lord,
wheat this year.
If it's your will for terrain,
stored,
then
and then
bring the people that would never come unless it was raining. Because
this
then a lot of people, this nice weather, they're not going to.
Yeah, Susan's
go to
supposed to come.
Be out
this
in
is
it,
we have
you know?
An 8-acre
so
organic garden that Susan labors over really hard
so
on.
If you know anybody who
she comes to the health expo.
Loves to garden.
She goes, you know, since it was raining today, this is
I
what
love
telling
to get
us.
My job.
This is raining today. I thought, well, I'm going to come to the health expo.
Hey, Dahlia, you can just move in. We'll take
you
back with us. And we're serious.
We're very serious.
The son, the VBS.
And then that's
it's
the house.
Amazing.
That's where we live at right
and we
there.
We do this work.
And
we're
going to
meet these
to the
people.
Left
and we're
is
be able to
the picture is
you know,
where we have our guest house. And then there's we
yet,
have a restaurant that's there on site. And one of the things we wanted to do there,
she said she
and Miguel's going
to
do this,
years
one of the problems
Carolina,
we're having is we
it was
need
owned
housing.
By Adventists, and she read the book.
We went to ASI in Kansas City, and we got to speak before him. And we
when
just
she met
wanted
us
to
all,
see what the interest level was for
was
that
like,
we could do a culinary
this really
school
makes
out
a
there
lot of sense to, me.
To be able to
and
do it because he was willing to do that.
So anyway,
Miguel,
little side story there.
What we thought was we would get a bunch of kids, but what ended up happening was
I
we had
share with you why
families,
that book is
we
called
had
that.
Kids, we had
Sozo
just all these different
word.
Ages, and we thought, how could we house all these people? We have all these different. It was amazing.
House,
we had people
baby.
From
so in the Bible, Sozo
from
is
Alaska to
be,
what
was
it?
A Greek word that can
over
be
in,
translated.
I don't even know what country that was,
words.
But
and
it was
I'm
amazing
that
people that wanted to come.
The
so we had to figure out how to house these people to be able to do this,
but two different ways.
And so that's. So when you guys
in
are looking
Act 4,
at this
9,
in a ministry,
if
we've
we
done
this day
a lot of
judge
work here.
For
I thought 5 years
we would
be like
by
way
what
beyond
he has
what
been
we're
made
doing.
Well,
there's so much with so much
well
infrastructure.
Okay.
This is one
let
of
it
our
be
high
known to you all and to all
this
the people of Israel
by
that by the name
tunnel.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
at the beginning of the year
whom you crucified,
we were growing,
whom God raised from
and,
the dead, by him
and
this man stands here before you whole.
I tell you
but
what,
Jesus name
one thing too, if, being a farmer and never being a farmer.
This is a stone it, which was rejected it, by
you
builders,
go through years,
which has become
you think,
the chief
oh, gosh, we could do this, and you think,
nor
well,
is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, which is sozo.
As they go through
you
the other
you see that
pictures,
the word is
this,
the same.
This
was the first year I was
and
on the
salvation
farm.
Now,
I really
is
got
sozo.
Now, this white
it's
building that's back
so
behind here is actually the guest house. That used to be a milking barn. Me and Susan, I thought we were going
to
have a heart attack this day. We picked 1,100 pounds of tomatoes one day.
It's designed in Christ-like.
And,
took them into Sozo and Chef
healing,
went busy canning up.
Healing
to yeah, we can't. Chef, that was that had to be a labor of love because there's some serious work to that.
This is a labor of love. It all is a labor of love.
But what happens when
so
you take
so
this food and to kind of understand
you see why the right arm
is
more
is
much so important now?
Our
you see why
so much junk
the salvation
food,
of human beings
start putting
is so critical to
food
use
in
the health
body,
messages
you
because
have,
the physical
it,
healing
it,
is so intricately
your
connected
mind,
to the spiritual healing
and it's interesting because
of an individual.
When we very first started coming to this church,
to
we went
together.
Through CHIP.
Do you see why if we separate it, we just do health
and
we don't
all
do
of a
spiritual?
Sudden you get to understand we
why
have
that would not
this
work?
Message for these people.
So what if we
and,
give them 7 years more of
you know,
life?
I used to be probably the biggest
what
carnivore
have we really
eater
given them?
Of meat that you ever seen.
Nothing.
And, you know, I feel better.
But
I,
if we give them the spiritual
and that's the reason
well
why I don't do it, you know, it's because
what have we given them?
You get quality food,
we've
all of a sudden your brain
Jesus
starts clicking and your gears start moving up
life.
There. These are our.
So,
this is our first year. We've got I think around 400
this
peaches.
This is what
400
he writes in Loma
fruit
Linda
trees, and this is our first
my
year
brethren,
with
the
peaches.
Lord calls for unity.
They were the most incredible peaches.
We are to be one.
My favorite peach
faith.
Comes out of Colorado.
I want
Colorado,
to tell you that when the gospel ministers and the medical missionary workers are not united.
This
there
was
a
the
place
wheat field where
on our churches.
We were
this is there is place
wheat
on our
off.
Churches.
We
the
kind
worst
of a lower
evil.
Place in there. This
now,
was
plant those trees in a special
why did she
way.
Say that?
Oh, I got to tell you
why
a little
did she
story.
Say the
we
worst evil we
got
place
this,
upon
this
our
way,
churches when we separate
heard of
the
Ellen White, the
healing from
the but we planted some trees
gospel.
Conventionally, and then we.
They
I got a friend in Eureka that says you can either buy
it's
a
like
dollar
the
hole or a $100 hole.
She said that can come upon
and the Ellen Weiss got this way to plant trees, and
really
we planted trees.
And
why?
I've always thought the health message
the way
was
Ellen
important,
Weiss
but
says,
I
and
never
the ones
in
that
my
we
life
planted
knew
the way Ellen Weiss said they're twice and three times the size
of
the other trees.
I never in my life knew how important it is, how essential it is to finish the work. I'm tired of being here. Are you tired of being here?
It is amazing how that works. Now, I tell you one thing. You know,
to see what my daughter's facing.
My background is construction. I do plumbing, heating, air conditioning. We build stuff, and I don't know why when I came out here, I thought, well, we'll just drill a hole, get water out of it, and you know, we're going
to
get going. Well, you don't do that out there where we're at. So this pond here, it was probably maybe a foot and a half deep, and we had to dig it out because we had to get water for where we're at. So this pond here holds about 750,000 gallons. And
I didn't then. I see it now.
That was a backhoe. We were big enough. We had to build dams, and we built two big ponds out there to help to water.
It's imperative.
So this infrastructure, you're thinking, gosh,
I don't know. However else, what other adjectives I could use? We've got to do it.
There's so many things that take into place. It's kind of like
Bible truth and health
does.
Combined as they
and
were
like
in Christ.
It's like Nancy,
you'll
hear about
salvation.
Her closed ministry. All
the completeness of Christian character is attained
kind of
when
together,
the impulse to help and bless others springs
see
constantly
as we get going
from
here,
within.
We need Miguel because Miguel's going
to
send people
us.
To our lifestyle center because they're
to do
out there trying to eat
and bless
and
save
they find people.
And when he's in us, that's all we
having.
Do.
And what we're doing
we
is
bless,
the eight laws
heal,
of health.
We want
to
heal.
We're not
we
doctors.
Do exact, when he's
and,
in us, that's what it will be naturally to spring
air,
forth, that
water
that comes out of Christ
and all these
coming out of us. He says he's that.
This one right here,
never goes dry.
It's hard to see it, but in that back corner, there was a little pond there.
We've got to have that.
We built a dam, and it's 1,100 feet long.
So why
and this one holds, I forget how many gallons, 3 million gallons.
Well, when properly conducted, the health work is as an entering wedge, making a way for other truths to reach the heart. When the third angel's message
is
received in its fullness, health reform will be given its place in the council of the
conference. We figure once we get all the ponds going, if we have 4 inches of water a year, that'll help us.
In the work of the church, it has to happen. Here. It needs to happen in the home.
Yes, that's that
at
little,
the
there's
table.
There's a little dog back there in the
very
corner.
Very practical.
There. Okay, then we'll
and
go to the next picture.
All
and then
household arrangements.
I wish that was on our phone.
Then the right arm will serve and protect the body.
That'd be glorious.
Now, I want to be very
one,
balanced
one more
with this
there.
Sharing this. Medical missionary work is not
this week. We've got what we
it
did
has
was we got some heels
so
because the top of
more.
Our heel to the bottom is like a 100-foot drop. And then
but even so, it even
so
encompasses
there's a lot of different
more,
things. So we've got walking trails, so when people
58.
Come out to this,
it
they can walk. We don't have phones or TV or anything out there.
Medical
so,
missionaries
when
do
these people
more
come out,
than training on human
what,
on health
what
and
that
nutrition.
Is. But just
it
to kind of get down to what we're doing as a ministry
and
what we're trying to do is...
It's so encompassing.
I'll just kind of skip here for a second. We've got some hillsides
the rich and wonderful provisions of the gospel embrace the medical missionary work. This work is to be the third angel's message as the right arm is to the body. It is not to be the head.
Save us from having to mow, but
see, Dr.
Kellogg
wanted to
make it. We have sheep and we have goats, Cindy, you know.
Dr. Kellogg got
the goats.
A big head.
We have 7 sheep and 11 goats.
And he wanted to make the health.
Next picture is to get the sheep. Yeah, there's our goats.
And there might be others who make the health
they're a lot
reform
of fun.
Their head.
They're kind of
but
like,
it's not the head.
Like a
it's
dog
the
or something. You get out
but we can't do very well without our right arm, so we need
how
it.
How many chickens do we have? We didn't have
but the head.
We probably got,
is the
I don't know now. The coyotes sometimes get them. We may have 300 chickens or so right now. But
it's not to be made the head. Dr. Kellogg has endeavored to make it the head, she says, but that is not
right. And one of the things we want to do
if we're doing
out there
that,
in our community,
if we're making health the head,
Susan's
that
doing
is not
a health
right.
lecture.
She
does what they call the full plate diet.
We need
there
to
was
really
17
pray
people that went through
how God wants
last
us to all be balanced.
That
body is a very balanced,
you know,
machine that he has
she's doing right now.
The right arm is the health message.
It was really nice. The hospital
if we,
went through and did all
that
advertising
off,
for
make,
us.
But it is not the
and
head.
We had
the Greenwood County Hospital.
Yeah, Greenwood County
health
Hospital came in.
Health
message
prepares the way for the three
and,
angels' messages,
and
she
really
said. Medical
just,
missionary work should have its representatives in every place in connection with the establishment of our churches. The relief of bodily suffering opens the way for the healing.
I was texting them, and they were talking, and they were doing.
See,
but Suka,
I could just go on and on. I don't
want to
bore you with
that,
a million quotes. I think you get the picture, right?
She
you're seeing how imperative and how important these two together is.
No, not that one.
There's the underline here. This is an element of that gives care to the work for this time. The medical missionary work is as the right arm.
You mingle with people, and you get into their lives.
But here, this underlying part here in this quote,
open up and they share things with
when
you
we do this work,
we
this awakens spiritual joy and melody in the hearts of those who have been freed from suffering. And thanksgiving goes to God, not to us, but it goes to God and arises from the lips of many who have received this precious tear.
And we can do a cooking demonstration.
There's so many people that have been healed because of the message, and they give
the
glory to God.
So we extended it into 10 sessions.
Now, this
And now our next sessions, info sessions,
quote.
Will be this Sunday and
favorite,
next Sunday,
favorite,
and then we'll start
up
again on the 7th of September on a Sunday evening.
I'm
hoping to reach the rural
life.
Community out there,
I see
as well
this.
As some Eurekans.
And this is in Great Controversy.
But it's a great program.
Class.
It meets them
Service
where they are.
God,
it doesn't
with their faces
just
up.
Overnight
literal.
Make
you
them
Moses
vegans or vegetarians.
In the presence of God?
They're just learning to fill their plate with good, healthy fruits and vegetables.
I believe, literally,
you know, it's interesting. When I moved out there, I just assumed it was just part of, like, Wichita, but that's cattle country.
And we're really that connected.
And it's a different mentality. And so, you know, it's just like, if, you know, they'd rather eat a vegetarian, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to light up.
And so it's...
But they like fruits and vegetables, and we're just teaching them how to incorporate
their faces lighted up.
What they're already eating.
With consecration. We'll
but
hasten
what
from
happens,
place to place.
This is some
we're
of the people
bees,
that were in the class.
Right? We're going all
and, you know,
over
there
the
was
place.
A lot of times that Susan,
to proclaim
you know,
the message from heaven,
really kind of
thousands
really got
of voices
a relationship.
All over the earth.
It's amazing when you start building
the
those
warning
relationships.
Will be given. Miracles will be wrought. The sick
all
will
of a
be
sudden,
healed.
That's when
and signs and wonders
starts
will follow
getting
the believer.
Going. And to really see God's hand.
And now we have rooted in Eden. We can talk.
I do too.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you something about that little building that we made. We got
a
full restaurant there.
Now, we're doing this corporately.
And so, and
we're
so
praying.
Susan,
we're using the weapon of prayer.
So
we got our Bibles
we
girded at our side. We
bottom
know our
picture,
Bibles. We're standing
the restaurant
on the Word.
That's down there
in
the building
and
with
the
hay behind
right
it. That's
the, gospel with the, community.
The barn that we converted
and
into
we are
the restaurant.
Shining with holy consecration
so,
from God himself.
Where that
and
kind of lean piece is over there on the top, that's where you
and
go back
you
in. And
what?
Then we've got convection ovens and all the stuff to do that.
We're
so when Miguel
end,
comes out, and,
they just pour in.
Because it's amazing. There's such a demand for chefs, vegan chefs.
I
want to
do that.
To
do you
want to
do that?
What we're so really
all right.
supposed
Praise
to be
God.
Doing all over the
all
country.
Right.
It's going to take
all
that.
Right.
And so we're, this is a training ground
another,
to teach people how to be able to do that.
Or should I continue?
And one thing we want to make sure, we don't know it all.
No. Continue?
And the thing about it is the reason we're here today is because we
need
your guys' help, too, at our farm to make this
happen. Isaiah 58, repairs of the breach.
It's just
we are
right
building
now
that wall.
In
we're
the
building it one block at a time.
Stages.
And
this, you notice up there it says rooted in Eden.
This chapter
farm,
in Isaiah is
lifestyle
so intricately
and
connected
Institute.
To Nehemiah.
So
that
Miguel
I knew I had
realizes
to study it.
That
I had to intricately study Isaiah 58
to
get the message.
We all need to be.
Steve alluded
to cook
a lot, which I'll
the way
share
that brings
that
health
to
people's
this
dinner
afternoon.
Tables. And
but this is so intricately involved together because. Verse 12 refers
the gardening, they need to
the rebuilding of the wall.
The
so we know that they're connected. So what does Isaiah 58, 1-3, and Nehemiah 1 have in common? Do you remember last night he did Nehemiah 1 where he was fasting
and
mourning,
those who are out there
right?
For peace and quiet and wanting to learn a new way of life, they can work in the garden. And that's another reason I need somebody to come out and help in the garden because I got training in massage therapy and hydrotherapy and certified fitness training and
I don't think
so
I don't know the word
that's my skills that I would really like to be able to utilize with the lifestyle.
I always have it with me. I always got my sword
so
with
I
me.
I need somebody to free me up.
So let's go to Isaiah 58.
Well, we're not too far away from
the
from the guest house, what we
Isaiah
call the 58. Guest house. We've still got to put some flooring
I won't have
in there.
It
we're
the
just about finished with it to where we can go. It
and
just takes
Isaiah
so much money
one
to
three.
Engage.
Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like
a
trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily
if
and delight to know my ways
money,
as a nation that did
how
righteousness
how at,
and forsook not
yet,
the ordinance of their God. They ask me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching
to
God.
To because it's like
do, we,
Cindy said,
do we like to come to church
if we
and worship?
All unite,
do we enjoy that?
We can figure out
yes.
how to do that.
Wherefore have we fasted, say home. They, and thou seest not. So now they're asking God, why don't you recognize the fact that we come and we fast and we pray and we worship you? And we've afflicted our soul, and you take no knowledge. Behold, this is the Lord's answer. In the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labors.
99.
And it needs to go to 4, excuse me. Behold, your ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice to be heard on high.
3 miles north of 400 and a mile.
What's different from the fasting and praying that Nehemiah did? That 4 months of fasting and praying before he even approached the king.
We're really close.
As opposed to the fasting and praying we're doing now in worship.
Yeah.
Why does God say, I don't like it? I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, it is. Question?
Well, let me read on, and he says through 4 through 7. Behold, you fast for strife and debate. Do we do that? You find yourself sometimes being angry and arguing and debating maybe over doctrine?
And you can see it's
smite with the fist of wickedness. Well, yeah, you shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I've chosen, a day for man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will thou call this a fast, an acceptable day to the Lord?
And then you have to put pipes. Now he's going to tell us what he wants.
This is what he's saying.
Is
not this the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free,
and
that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor that are cast out to your house? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh. That means your own relatives. Okay, now God is giving us, are we worshiping God in vain? We have to ask ourselves individually this question.
You know,
are we coming to church every Sabbath?
And,
are we worshiping him?
In the soil since what, 2010?
You know, something that was interesting, I don't even know where I heard this
do
from
we like
someplace,
to strive
but, you know,
and
it's just like us
together.
As people, where do we come from?
As Adventists.
The ground.
We're intellectuals.
So we come from the soil.
We know the Bible.
If you think of your plants, most of the time, one of the things that we've learned out there is your plants are only as good as your soil.
Does our outward appearance look good, but inside, are we dead bones?
That even goes back to us, because whatever that we put back in our body, if that peach or that broccoli or whatever that is,
that
tomato, that's what
and then
builds our systems back up too.
And really humble ourselves before God and ask God to heal us.
Because we're made of the dirt too.
Give us His love, His acceptance, His presence in us so that we can really worship Him, first of all, the way that
with
He sees Him. And do the work that He's asking us to do. He's saying on the Sabbath, what are we doing?
You know,
he says we're doing our own pleasure.
He asks about water.
Are we interested in doing what we want to do? Are we interested in doing ministry on this day?
And so that's the reason we did it. You know,
I'm
it's
not
like
preaching
the chickens.
To you like
it's
I've never done
all
I mean,
these deals because it's like we had lots of grasshoppers and the chickens
left.
Love those. So
we hardly have any grasshoppers in the garden.
I am guilty as charged.
So the Lord blessed with that.
You know what my daughter would say to me? And I would feel
else?
So badly now. I wish I could go back and turn the clock and got her in ministry on Sabbath afternoon. She'd say, Mom, Sabbath afternoon's boring.
We would do that.
They want to do
something. The problem is
you
don't have the help that we need to do that.
What happens is that it's kind of like going in and you say, well, I'd like to have 25
really involved
of
in getting out there and doing ministry on Sabbath. What would our children, would we have different children?
To get there. So if somebody says, hey, I'd like to have
are we doing the typical lay activities? What is God
at the same time,
to do?
I do
this
have
is
to
what
say
he
this.
Says in Isaiah 58.
If Miguel doesn't need everything
read,
I bring
he
into
wants
him,
us to lose
he has the
band of wickedness.
And I do encourage
undo
him to
heavy
sell
burden.
That because it
let
helps just
oppressed
what we're doing
free.
Out there.
Break every yoke. Give bread
too,
to the hungry.
So you know,
bring
we
the poor to your house.
Clothe
the naked.
And we supply him with
take
a lot
care of your family
he
and your
to buy
relatives.
A lot of food too. So it's not like
that's
we're
right,
just supplied.
That's right.
That is
so
what
he,
I
would point
to
just like,
picture of keeping the Sabbath
I mean,
holy.
If somebody has an area to grow something
he's waiting
from Miguel,
for us to really
this
see
would be an amazing blessing
as a ministry day.
Grow basil.
A day to
he
reach
uses
out.
Tons of basil.
What did Jesus
and that's
do?
So easy to grow, and that would just light me up. I won't have to grow basil, you know?
And what did he do? You've got to look at his life on the Sabbath.
Yeah, you
I mean, just
do.
Well,
do we own
to
a business?
Him, tell you
if we do,
grow,
and we're not
I mean,
paying those
who
work for us what they deserve, we're
the
exacting labor.
Just lightened.
If we're getting rich off our workers,
and working together,
and we aren't paying them what they're truly worth,
what this
we
can be.
We are robbing them in the Lord.
And like I say, we're just one little facet of that. You know, there are all these other ministries.
You know,
that
right
are
in the middle of this
these are all
list
the whole
of evil
big
sins,
picture. So
those who will not inherit
that
eternal life.
Kind of
strife is right in the middle of it.
We did. Hopefully, we.
It says Galatians 5:19-21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
And here they
much.
Are: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, blah blah blah. All these horrible things. Right and smack in the middle is strife. We got to get rid of that.
I know
in our
time
life.
Is up, so we got to do this in 30 seconds or more.
Debate. Another yes. list in Romans. So we have another list right in the middle.
We
murder,
have,
envy,
first
all
of all, I want to say
sins.
Miguel's restaurant. If you haven't tried it, try
debate?
It. 300 North
Are we
Main
always
Street.
Wanting to be right?
Wonderful brunch, especially Sunday.
I
and during the week,
that.
Of course,
I do that.
Try it all.
I like to debate.
But Sunday morning, yeah. don't go in the front door. Go in the back door.
In fact,
she loves to debate me. And we debate a lot,
it's
and that's not good.
Inviting a friend.
That isn't good.
And saying,
so the Lord has convicted
me. And they'll say, where?
On debate.
Well, I
want
to take you to a new place. Garden Grill. Mm-hmm. You take them there.
This is what he's calling his people
that
to be like.
That is medical missionary.
Philippians 2,
exactly.
3.
For most of them, it's a new place.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if
and,
any
and
comfort of love, if any fellowship
you're putting
of the
good
Spirit,
things in their body,
if any bowels and mercy,
opening their mind
fulfill
up
you my joy that you may be like-minded and like Christ.
Not to mention, putting good things in your own body.
That he has, being of one accord.
So it's really good.
Let nothing be done through strife.
And it will
glory.
Help his restaurant.
But in lowliness of mind,
Larry,
let each esteem each other
say,
better than themselves.
Where is it, Larry? Oh, there he is.
If we all had this mindset,
I'm impressed. You,
would there
you,
ever be
you're a type A person.
In the
you're learning the patience of a farmer.
If we all really felt this way,
truly
loved
something.
Each other this way.
But we want to talk about
our ministry
here. I'm not
saying we shouldn't
here.
Call sin by its
I'm
right
pretty
name.
New
now, that's
here.
First,
I've been here for a month and a half.
That's the first verse in Isaiah 58.
And
if
so I'm in the middle of it.
There's some major sins going on. We do need to call it out.
What's happening?
But in a
right. Why don't you start
out
with Check Wellness?
Spirit.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, Check Wellness.
Lowly in heart like Christ.
It was kind of an
Maybe
idea
he called out
Jan
the Pharisees when they were sinning, right?
2.5 years ago.
But he did so with tears in his eyes.
I think we'd actually heard about it from Nathan.
Here's one on sermons
Vicky,
and talks. It is possible for us to be deceived in regard to our relationship to God. We are not to reproach our
so,
Maker if we do not see everything worked out just
there.
As we desire.
So basically, it's the
Let us rather examine ourselves to see if we're keeping His word.
From 1:30 to
in contrast with the worship offered to Him by His people, God places the work
the
that He desires them to perform. And then she quotes
grill,
Isaiah 58:5-7.
Kind of
she's talking specifically about this verse in the Bible. Here is a work for every individual, she says. Everybody, all
demo.
Of us. Christ followers are to relieve
Sometimes
the necessities of humanity.
Demo of what's
that is
being
our job. You know, if you read Welfare Ministry,
else.
I don't know if you've ever read that book by Ellen White,
20,
but the third chapter, the whole book is about
this year
doing the work
we're
that we're supposed
on
to be, you know, in humanitarian
zones,
work.
Which is,
but the third chapter in Welfare Ministry is on Isaiah 58, and she says it's a divine prescription. This is the chapter she says that Adventists are for Adventists only. Isaiah 58 is our chapter. And if we're not doing humanitarian work, we're not fulfilling the work.
We're
not going to ever rebuild that wall.
Is it about
so humanitarian work is part of the medical missionary work.
And so it'll be an opportunity
here's,
for us
here's
to
the work
share
for every individual. Christ followers are to relieve the necessities
of
humanity of
framework,
wherever they
so
see suffering or oppression. They
yeah.
are ever to be ready to speak a word in season to him that is weary.
Last time
we
had
have a work to do for
so
others. We can't afford to live merely for
and
ourselves.
We didn't have his health
we are to represent the great
Dr.
medical
Rose,
missionary who came to our world to seek
September,
and save that which
video,
was lost.
He was here,
when we do the work to which God calls us,
we, had some
we are
great food. And the
blessing.
Interesting thing about Check Wellness is that
but what did Jesus
you
do
get
on
a
the
full
Sabbath?
Meal. I mean, it's a full meal. I've never been to a cooking school like that. I've gone to cooking schools and you get a little bite here and there.
Have you?
And
you what did you
start
find,
Vicky? Coveting, and you
what did he
covet.
Do?
But
healed.
A full meal, and it's really good.
All the rest
and
of the
so
healing was done on the
you
Sabbath.
Spread it far and wide. Let people know that
he
we had Check Wellness.
Healed.
We had over 50 people last time.
He liked to break the tradition of what the Pharisees thought was
and
wrong.
And some of them
the
were new, and they
and
were just very excited.
Sabbath, too.
Very
Matthew
excited.
12:10-14,
right?
And behold, there was a man which
and,
had his hand
And they just
withered.
Couldn't stop talking about it.
And
they came to me
saying,
and took my hand and said,
is
you
it
know what, this
to
was
heal
so
on
interesting.
Day. They're asking Jesus
and
that they might
people
accuse
loved
him.
It.
They're trying to trap
so medical missionary work.
And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep and it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day? Will he not lay hold of it and get it out?
A friend.
How much then is a man better than a sheep?
Bring them to check.
Wherefore
wellness.
It is lawful to do well.
That's how simple medical missionary work is.
Then
could be.
Saith it he to the man, stretch forth thine hand, and he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him.
Get out of the mode.
Because he healed a man. He wanted to kill Jesus.
Do
you think that's going to happen to us?
Get out of the mode of thinking that you've got
to
be a physician, a nurse, a dentist, whatever, to do medical missionary work.
Upon another Sabbath, as Jesus entered a synagogue, he saw there a man who was withered. This is the same story in Desire of Ages. The Pharisees watched him, eager to see what he would do. The Savior well knew that in healing on the Sabbath, he would be regarded as a transgressor. Some people may feel as Adventists that if we do this work on Sabbath, we're breaking the Sabbath. But what does she say here? But he did not hesitate to break down the wall of traditional requirements that barricaded the Sabbath.
And kind of teach them
healing is what he did.
Do a cooking school in
yeah, there's work when you have a health
there's
expo.
There's something about
yeah,
doing
there's work
it in
when you feed
your
the hungry.
Own home or
you gotta cook.
In the person's home.
You know, there's a lot of setup and preparation.
Maybe them or two or three.
But is that work?
There's something
that's
almost
wrong
magical
to do
about
on the Sabbath.
The
I'm
bonding
it
that
not.
Can take place.
I don't
want to
speak for
time,
you, but I, in my study, I feel that this is what God is calling us to do on the Sabbath. And you know what better day is Adventist? We're all off. We're not working. So many of us work on Sunday. Sabbath is a day for service. Sabbath is a day to work for the Master, to get out there and share. And you know, so many people think, well,
I found
I'm too
that
tired. I've had
sometimes
a hard
it's
week.
The hardest
well,
thing to reach the wealthy.
Oh, not
their
quite
homes
yet.
Are
so
like
we'll be here
castles.
When we live
really
our life as Christ
to
is,
get in,
then
get
He will bring healing.
A pass.
Not only to those
and
we work for, but for
pastor,
ourselves. On the Sabbath, Jesus went around doing
Chicago
good to everyone. He labored
for
the people.
And for
we are to work as
and
is.
Our evangelism,
is it wrong
we hit
to work
the wall
hard
sometimes
on
because
the Sabbath
it was an extremely wealthy community.
I don't think so.
All the homes were million-dollar homes.
Who did Jesus say
there
would be saved?
Well,
Steve alluded to
we
this.
Found
I'm not going to read this long passage.
That the,
so who did
the
he say would
best way to reach the people
there
was
what
to
on
offer
the right hand?
To get into their homes see? And show them something.
And then
you know,
who were on the left?
Today you have
the
what is called life
that
coaching.
Out there. Yeah.
Well,
and
when
so
you,
we've
when
got
you want
the sheep
people
and we've got
them,
the goats.
Well,
and what
do
the sheep do?
It's
why,
something
what
that
the
is seen upon in a positive light. And even back
they
then when I was there,
who were thirsty
that was
to drink.
The one way that we could get
they
in.
They fed the hungry.
And so, yes,
they,
this is
they
another
visited
opportunity
them in
to reach people that we otherwise
those
might
were the
not
only
even
things
reach,
he listed.
To get into
didn't
their
even
homes.
Say
my
they
wife
kept the
worked
Sabbath.
As a CNA last year for a few
but
months,
that's part
and
of it.
She got to know some
but these
people,
are the people
in their
that
homes.
God
she was in home care.
At the end,
and she learned something amazing. She learned that you win people's trust.
Welfare ministry. Isaiah 58, here's that quote, the chapter
life,
that defines our work.
Principles of
the whole of the 58th chapter of Isaiah is to be regarded as a message for this time to be given.
And
how much over and
them.
Over again? How many times
they're
have we heard
so
it? I have never
so
heard
open.
A sermon on Isaiah 58.
So yes, this is
have you ever heard a sermon on Isaiah 58? And I'm not bashing our ministers. I'm not trying
ministry,
to do that at all, but I haven't. I haven't heard any. And it's saying over and over again,
food.
We've got this has to be before the people.
These are
over and over again, this is our work. What saith
you
the Lord
those,
in the 58th chapter of Isaiah? The whole chapter is of the highest importance.
You're self-training yourself to be a life
wow.
coach, basically.
I have been instructed to refer our people to the 58th chapter of Isaiah. Read this chapter carefully and understand the kind of ministry that will bring life
you're just
into the churches.
You're just sharing that with them.
You want life in your church? Do Isaiah 58.
Question.
Do it. The work of the gospel is to be carried by means of our liberality as well as by our labors.
We still have
liberality,
excuse me,
giving money, but then we need to work too. When you meet suffering souls who need help, give it to them. When you find those who
do
are hungry,
get discouraged
feed them.
Think that, oh, the laborers
in doing
are
this,
so
you'll
few.
Be working in lines of Christ's ministry.
So what are we
going to
do to get more laborers?
Was a
are we
going to
twist
work.
People's arms?
Let
are we
our people
go out
everywhere
there and try to convince them and persuade
to have
them
a part in it.
To get involved
we all
in ministry?
Have
but
a part
it's fascinating to me
every one
when
of
you
us.
Read Matthew 9.
Does
it
this
talks
replace
about how,
the three angels' messages?
You know,
no.
Jesus was
this
looking out of the fields and he said, what? The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are...
So they believe
few.
In us and love
and then
us.
What did he say
Nancy
that we
was sharing
do?
With me. She has
pray.
A clothing ministry she does in Eureka. And she shared
that
she did it like three times. And
then
the fourth time, they
so
were taking Bible studies and Bibles,
pray,
right? They wouldn't
pray,
take them before.
And
because they now
the
know you care
the
about
workers.
Them. There was a ministry in California that fed the homeless. We would do it once a week.
Been a great day.
In Auburn. And you know what the homeless people came up and told the admins that were feeding them that day?
To have all the message that they have given us.
And they're like, well, why do you think the other churches don't love you? Because the other churches
Cindy
were doing
kinda asked that we
you
would tell you a little bit about our clothing exchange.
We get the junk from the other churches.
Angels. We
you
had to
fresh
come up with a name real quick, so I think
food.
It was
you
Vicky that said Hope's Angels, so it's just been kind of stuck.
Amen?
And it is Hope's
Amen.
Angels. We don't claim to be the angels. It's
will this work,
the
here's
angels.
Here's that verse I was telling you about. Will this work prove to be too taxing?
A couple years ago, God impressed us that
we
needed
life.
To do this.
I know we work hard.
I think that
and
Sabbath, at that time,
I know there's days I really look forward to sleep.
The estimate that there were 75%
what should we do if we don't?
If
we do not do it, what does God promise us? If you engage in this work of mercy and love,
so we decided
will the work
we
proof be
this.
Too hard for you?
And,
will you fail and be crushed
the,
under the burden?
Faculty at the
and your family
been
be deprived
kind
of your assistance and influence?
Furnishing
oh,
a
no.
few things. She'd been,
God has carefully removed all doubts
somebody
upon
would give
this
her
question
donations.
By a pledge
to
you
Walmart,
on condition of your obedience.
Caps,
this promise
mittens,
covers all that the most exacting, the most hesitating betrays. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health
no
shall spring
no
forth speedily.
When
we do this,
so I talked with her and said, would you mind if we took this over? And of course she said no.
Only believe that he is faithful,
no,
that has
she
promised
didn't mind,
God.
No, she didn't. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
We all laugh. I know.
So we took it over.
I'm getting older.
And we just...
And I'm feeling it.
Well, we had to write
I know
proposal
all of you, some of you are older than me, and you're feeling it more.
To use the
but God says
facilities
when you
there,
do this work,
and,
he will give you supernatural
I think in
strength.
Writing
do
that
it.
Proposal gave us
healed,
a better idea
better.
Of what we needed to do. Cause you
and more, he says he will do it. And the promise does not end here. There's more
and,
to this promise than just
it took
physical
a year
healing.
To get that accomplished.
Remember, the two go together,
with all the planning and things
physical.
That went on.
The righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear reward. God will build a fortification around you.
Giveaway.
He's got the angels
we sometimes
all around you.
Refer it
He's
to it as an exchange because
the promise does not even stop
people
here.
Want to, they
then
can bring
shalt
a
thou call, and the Lord shall
in,
answer. Thou shalt cry, and he
and
shall say,
another,
here I am.
Whatever
will,
they need.
Our prayers.
We don't
will
charge
answered.
Anything from them.
I really believe
and,
that miracles will follow us when we really do this.
What,
we will pray
week's
for
paper,
the sick, and
I
God
had
will
a note
heal them.
In the paper
supernaturally.
That we had had a successful
if you put down oppression
clothing,
and remove the speaking of vanity, if you draw
we
out your soul to the hungry,
for,
then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and the darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy
October.
Your soul in drought, and make fat
so,
thy bones, and thou shalt be like a wild garden,
just put out
and
a
like a spring of water
paper,
whose waters
and,
spare not.
Or
that?
Maybe notices in the grocery stores or wherever,
never,
little flyers,
ever goes
and things just come in. Now, the one that we had...
What can we do?
The 3rd of August.
Well, she says this, testimony John 6. To those who have engaged in this work, I would say
and
continue
clothing just began
to do the work
coming
with
in.
Task and ability.
And
arouse your associates
when you
work under some,
you look back
some
it,
name
say,
whereby they may be organized
where,
to cooperate in harmonious action. Get the young men and women
but,
in the church to work.
God and the Holy Spirit was just touching their heart. They
children.
Was either calling.
Combine medical
or they
missionary
was
work with the proclamation of the third
and,
angel's message.
I don't know how much
Make
we had,
regular,
we had
organized efforts to lift the church
that,
members out of the dead level in which they had been
the
for years.
The hall where we do it, the
Send
memorial
out.
Hall.
This isn't
what
just
is it,
our
twice
era.
As big as
she wrote this
the inside
150
of the church
years
sanctuary?
Ago. This is just Laodicean. This, the church has been, you know, been that way for years.
It's maybe a little deep.
Send out into the church workers who will live the principles of health reform. Let those be sent who can see the necessity of self-denial and appetite, or they will be a snare to the church. See if the breath of life will not then come into your churches. A new element needs to be brought into the work. God's people must realize their great need and peril and take up the work that lies nearest to them.
Yeah. So it was fantastic. Really fantastic.
Health food restaurants. This is the end time model. I've done study.
Free helps out.
We need to have a health food store and a restaurant
ones
in the
in
city.
The,
you guys got that.
In the community
Miguel has
the church that was
helped. You already got that
care,
done.
Larry brings
got
us
it.
A trailer. Vicky
and then it says Bible
trailer.
Workers. Need Bible workers. I don't know how many there
and,
are right now. I didn't see a name listed in the bulletin for three
basement.
Angels. There's not a Bible worker right now. But
and what's left over?
There is one.
Pack them down.
Okay, so we've got
so
one here. I don't know if any other churches have any Bible workers.
It's
kind of
work,
workers.
But it doesn't hurt us any, I guess.
Is a Bible worker?
And,
oh, right. Call porters.
Can I say something?
You have any
sure.
call porters
I do want to tell you, though, that
call
when
porters?
We started...
That's part of it. regular health
you know,
events,
we always had
health
Bibles
expos,
and
cooking lectures,
some
lectures at the churches.
To try
that's happening,
to
right?
Hand out
that's
to
happening.
Them and
training
see
and healthy evangelism
studies,
for members.
That kind of thing.
We need to
and
have this
real,
church needs
like,
to be a training
they didn't
center
want to talk
for
to
the members,
really,
so we can train how others to do the health
just,
evangelism and how to give
just
Bible
come
studies,
in and get their things and leave.
Because everybody
and
needs to do
happened.
Something.
Until just this last
feeding
time,
the poor, homeless ministry,
it's the same people
clothing
that
the poor,
are
God's
usually
closet,
coming back. I mean, you
train,
yeah,
treating
have
the sick, lifestyle centers. We got that outside
the
city here. The cooks
that are
have one
back each
an hour
time
away outside the city
because
they're getting
you know,
it ready. God is providing
for children.
They need help, right, Larry?
And this time we
yeah.
had literature
corporate
and Bibles
church
and
events
stuff.
In the city.
And
we
they were just so
do,
relaxed and so open.
All
and
of the churches coming together
and,
in Wichita.
And when we'd ask them if they'd want to do
meetings or doing
have a lesson
a health
on
expo,
a Bible study,
everybody?
They wanted those. So,
thank you.
Ellen White
yes,
has a vision
very
of the saying, beehive.
Very
and that's why Jared
very open, so they're getting
ministry,
used to
the beehive,
us
is,
being
is,
there.
She uses that
so
illustration that,
that
the bees all live to serve the queen, bees, right?
That,
and they're busy, and they all have a task, and they all are busy.
They're
all out there doing their job.
And
that's how she wants to see us. God wants to see us do that. We're bees in the beehive serving the king bee, right? And then evangelistic
Eureka,
series yearly.
Kansas, which is
now, I heard in this meeting Tuesday
here.
Night that I can't remember who brought this up, that there was a point in which they wanted Mark Finley to come and do an evangelistic series for the whole city of Wichita. And sadly, you know what he said? No. Wichita's not ready for it because your churches aren't united here. You're not working together. He says, I won't come. You're not ready. We need harmony among all the area churches. We need love. This is how people will say that they know we are Christ's disciples, is if we have love for one another, right? That's the only way. We've got to put aside our differences. We will never see eye to eye on every doctrine. It's not going to happen. You know, when it will happen, we start working together, the Spirit will lead us into all truth. But if we are going to strive and debate and fight and argue, the Holy Spirit cannot work. When we come together and we work together in a group, and it's bonding, you guys. That day we did that at the health food store in Buford, we all left with such joy in our hearts. And we had so much fun. And they all said, we got to do this again. It's not a one-time event. It's a continual thing. But if you could work corporately together with all the area churches in Wichita, what could God do here? Just think of the possibilities. Pray about it. Union between medical missionaries and ministry. And I'm not going to read that long quote, but look at the last one. It says, no man should divorce them. That says it in a nutshell. The two have got to work together, the ministry and the health ministry. Medical missionaries have got to work together. We must all be working, she says. When we have entire wholehearted consecration to the service of Christ, God will recognize the fact by an outpouring of His Spirit without measure. But this will not be while the largest portion of the church are not laborers together with God. We all have to be involved. Can't be more clear. Jesus can't come until we are. If we really want to go home, we got to work. And that's why we need that 1,000 years of rest. Because we're going to be tired. But God will keep us strong until the end. But then we can rest. That's when we can rest. Okay? Are we Jonas? God impressed upon me a couple weeks ago that Jonah was part of this message. And I didn't understand really quite what it was, that why God was impressing upon my heart to study the book of Jonah. And then it came clear. God called Jonah to go warn the city of Nineveh. Are you familiar with the story of Jonah and the whale? Has God called us to go to the cities and warn them? Is he going about to destroy them? Have we been told that God is going to destroy the cities? I know you're sleepy. Just nod your head. At least I know you. Is he about to destroy them soon? Jonah ran away. He went to sleep. What does that sound like? He went to sleep and he went into the ship. What's the ship? The church. He's sleeping in the church. I couldn't believe it when I saw this It was like, oh, wow, Lord, yes, we are. Meanwhile, the world around them is in turmoil. Remember the storm? It was this rocking that boat all over. He didn't even know it. He's down in the bottom of the ship sleeping. And there's turmoil all around. And everyone's throwing things overboard. And they're scared. They thought they're going to die. And he could care less. He's sleeping. He didn't even seem to notice. Are we asleep? Are we Jonah? Do we care? When the world around us is in this much turmoil, do we care? God has called us to go to the cities because he's going to destroy them. He has called us to do this work. Jonah finally went. He went and he warned the city. But unfortunately, Jonah didn't have the right attitude. He was mad because God saved them. Can you imagine being mad because God saved the people and didn't destroy them? But he still didn't care. He did this work but was upset. He cared more about the plant that came and was over him, shielding him from the hot sun so he could be comfortable. He cared more about that that died than he did that God had saved all those people in Nineveh. Oh my, I don't want to be that way. I want to care for the people that are in the cities. They're crying out. God is ready to destroy them. And he's calling us. This is our job, to go into the cities and warn them that they're going to be destroyed if they don't repent. Does God care about the people in the city? This is the last verse of the book of Jonah. I think it sums it up very well and how God feels. And should not I, God, spare Nineveh, that great city? Should I not, spare Wichita, that great city? Wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle. He cares about the animals. God cares about the people in the cities that are sick, they're dying, they're killing each other, they're angry, you name it. He loves them. Do we? That's the question. What is God calling you to do? There will be those who will finish the work. Because you know why I know that? Because it got completed in Nehemiah's day. So I know there will be those who will do it. We need to stop striving with each other and debating. We need to work corporately. What would happen to Wichita if we did it? Do you want to be part of that work? Amen. Here's my favorite. I already read it earlier, but I got to read it again. Servants of God with their faces lighted up and shining with holy consecration will hasten from place to place to proclaim the message from heaven by thousands of voices. All over the earth, that warning will be given. Miracles will be wrought. We're going to heal the sick. Signs and wonders will follow us everywhere we go. Do you want to be? Do you want that to happen to you? Oh, I can't wait. Do you want to be part of those voices? Here's what happened when the churches in two cities, San Francisco and Oakland, decided together to be the hands and the mouth for God. Can you set it? I'm going to show you a 5-minute video of what happened. 3,000 people were served in a huge health expo in San Francisco and Oakland. It's an exciting event. And they're going to do it again and again. They're going to not stop. And then Ivor Myers came in and did a huge evangelistic series. Miracles upon miracles happen. Anyway, I want to show you a 5-minute video of what they did. And it can be done here in Wichita. I know it. See what the Lord can do through us when we unite together. Any other tears out there? Isn't that beautiful? Does that inspire us? Amen. It did when I watched it. I was crying the first time I saw it too. And I was like, Lord, I got on my knees right then. I said, we've got to do this in every city. Every city. Praise God. I'm going to have a prayer, and then we're going to invite the different ministries. And I'm not all sure who was going to share. I know the cooks are going to share, and Miguel, you're going to share. Are you going to? Did you plan to bring share anything? Well, you can just share. Just share out of your heart, Miguel. And I know Pastor Berger, were you going to share something? Dr. Bryant is going to share. And okay, and anybody else want to share about any other ministry? Maybe Nancy likes to share about her clothing ministry. Different things so we can inspire each other. And okay, I'm going to pray and we'll do that. Father God, I just praise your name for what you want to do through us and in us. And I just pray, Lord, that we will do it. Help us. Give us direction, give us guidance, organize us. Inspire us. Give us a mind to work like you did in Nehemiah's day, that we might finish that wall, that Jesus can come. And that many will be saved. And give us that heart that Jesus has, that we are not like Jonah, but that we are like Jesus, that we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Give us that love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.